You're tuned in to the Golden Hammers Tech Watch.
I'm Darusha Wayne. Last week, I was listening to an episode of the Career Opportunities podcast with Douglas E. Welsh, where he talked about what he called work theater. If it's not obvious, work theater is all that wasted energy trying to look busy rather than doing something useful. I've seen my share of work theater at every job I've ever had, and you can even see it sometimes when you see other people at work. Douglas talked about work theater on the individual level, but it exists at the organizational level as well. Usually, it's most noticeable as what I call the management problem. New managers feel that in order to be perceived as successful, they have to affect change. So they change things, often processes they don't understand that are working perfectly well, because to do nothing looks like you're slacking. Bad news for all. But it's particularly bad news when these changes affect more than just a few workers here and there. A perfect example of this is airport security. I know I'm not the first to point out the randomness of many aspects of the new so-called security measures. Security expert Bruce Schneier coined the term security theater to describe the useless and irrelevant measures that have been enacted in the last few years. Schneier argues that security theater is useless, but it does make the public feel safer. That might be true, but I think it's really no different than any other kind of work theater. Not only are the new rules examples of the rulemakers trying to look busy rather than be useful, the rule enforcers are doing the same thing. We hear tales of people being stopped for infractions that don't exist, having items confiscated that are expressly allowed, and overall abuses of power. Most critics argue that it's a lack of training or an individual fault that's responsible. But don't forget that, just like the rest of us, security officials have to look like they are doing something when they're on the job. If I'm a security officer and I let everyone through without a hassle, it looks like I'm lazy or incompetent. It doesn't matter if no one really is in contravention of the rules. So, how is this a technology issue? Well, as technology streamlines processes and makes work more of a knowledge than a manufacturing game, the need to be actually physically busy decreases. But the culture of work is such that looking busy and making changes are the only ways most of us are judged. Similarly, the culture of looking busy means that technology innovators feel compelled to make new gadgets and gizmos, even when they are unnecessary, or even worse, harmful. It's hard to break these cultural norms, but if we try to leave the theater to actors, we'd all be better off. What do you think? Send me feedback by email to goldenhammer@darusha.ca, or leave a comment on goldenhammer.darusha.ca. This is Tech Watch, and we're keeping an eye on your stuff.